released thousands and thousands of emails from the Democratic National Committee right before the Democratic Convention. And you, of course, in the past have released lots of documents from governments. But people questioned whether this was fair game because the Democratic National Committee is not a government, it's private, and some of the donors had their Social Security numbers and credit card numbers released. Do you think this is fair game?
Well, it was definitely good fun. Fair game. Well, we did the same thing to Senator Norm Coleman's campaign, Republican senator, back in 2009. The Turkish political party, AKP, just the other week, a neo-Nazi party here in the UK a few years ago. Can't remember the name of it. Irritating party. British National Party. So, no, I think I'm super happy with how that's gone. We've had four people in the DNC resign. W. Wasserman Schultz, the head, the chief financial officer, the communications director, Lewis Miranda, etc. And that shows a kind of instant accountability, perhaps not proper political accountability for a really quite concerted effort through the chain of command at the DNC to make sure that Bernie Sanders didn't win, including by pumping out black PR.
Well, I don't know if that's really true. I mean, I read those emails. There was no smoking gun.
I do. I know that it's true. Well, I know that it's true. Okay. Communications Director Lewis Miranda, who has resigned just 3 days ago, instructed his staff an instruction, not a discussion, an instruction to pump out, quote, in an unattributable manner, statements and an article saying that Bernie Sanders supporters were engaged in acts of violence. So this is the DNC demonizing in a covert manner through its chain of command to the press and its favored press contacts, a Democrat.